let's move on to a little review and information, okay? Now, our last session was obviously a very full session, and there were a lot of things to think about and practice. And we talked about how to remove leftover fragments of third-dimensional thoughts and emotions and then create a replacement pattern by using the triangles. Many discovered that it took more than one triangle to uncover the sources of these fragments. I did. You also discovered that these fragments disrupted your ability to use the fifth dimensional templates precisely and effectively in your creative process. This was a great review of the extensive creative powers that lie within the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays of creation. You were encouraged to use the light templates that you recovered in our crystal conference and apply them to your creations. This brings unity to your mental, emotional body and changes your thoughts and emotions. You now have the resources to draw from a more complex thought system of sixth and seventh dimension. You discovered by using source energy and magnetizing it through the tenth ray of creation that you were able to apply it in a stable way in your fifth dimensional experience. In this process, you change your thoughts and emotions and transform them into a higher expression of your consciousness. You will also encourage to apply this great process to transforming your third dimensional body into a fifth dimensional body that can hold much higher frequencies of light. By using the light templates of the fifth, sixth, and seventh, you discovered that you could create stably in your fifth dimensional experience and also provide a fluid expression as you create unlimited opportunities to manifest what is needed in the present moment. You were shown how the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays can be expanded by implementing three significant energetics. First, the main composition of the fifth dimension, as you all know, is love and unity consciousness. You use the element of love in your creation by having an activated Merkaba vehicle and a fully operating white star tetrahedron. You always have the element of love in your creation because of the presence of your Sacred Heart consciousness, which results in being in unity consciousness. The third star tetrahedron of the Merkaba field is deep purple that reflects the purity of source creative energy and allows you to enter the void of a creative, fertile energy field. The three-star tetrahedrons of your Merkaba field operate simultaneously. They spin on the same axis and create a unified field of light. Now, secondly, you were shown more of the vast dimensional range of the sixth dimension and how to use it to compress the higher creative thoughts contained in the seventh dimension. Because the sixth dimension also contains light, color, sound, and magnetics, it allows the purity of thought to be present. When it is compressed, it can be made applicable in the fifth dimensional, precisely. Now third, Kuthumi talked about the vastness of the seventh dimension and the variety of complexities of thought in this dimension. The seventh dimension is the gateway into higher and more refined states of consciousness. Master Kuthumi has encouraged us to see our unlimited potential as creators. There are more light templates to be recovered that will further help us to increase our consciousness, change our environment so it reflects more pure light and love, and transforms our physical vehicle in the fifth dimensional body of light. We must create an environment that reflects our light continually. This environment must be a stable reflection of unity and love and contain an ability to have a fluid expression that has no limits. Now, you have retrieved four templates that have significantly altered your consciousness and will continue to change your awareness of yourself personally and also collectively. Because these templates have been set in place and you are beginning to use them, it is now time to progress to another series of rays that will expand our opportunity to create effectively. You will begin to relook at the functions of the 8th, 9th, and 10th rays of creation. The 8th ray is a vast creative clearing ray. It contains a library of light frequencies that can be applied in form. Now, these light frequencies can be applied or drawn from many dimensions. There is no limit to any application because you are now catapulted into the multidimensional arena. You have many dimensions to draw from and play in as you create. This ray contains sound, color, and light in multiple frequencies. Now, the 9th ray of creation is mainly composed of sound vibrations and frequencies that are utilized in every creation, whether it's heard by the human ear or not. This ray also contains undifferentiated light and love, as every ray does. Source creative energy always has its foundation in undifferentiated love and light. The 9th ray also contains color vibrations. Now, the 10th ray of creation contains the magnetics of Source. It is a vast ray that encompasses all of the undifferentiated creative energies of Source. This ray has many complexities, such as sound, light, color, and geometries that are based on pure Source energy. The vast content of this ray can be made usable through the magnetic field that it holds. It is now time to create an environment that supports the complexities of thought that are now available to you through the 5th, 6th, and 7th dimensional light templates that you have retrieved and currently possess. In order to use the 8th, 9th, and 10th rays proficiently in your creative process, you must have obtained mastery in using the 4th, 5th, and 6th rays. You must also be consciously present in the 5th and 6th dimensions and be able to create consistently from a multiple dimensional reality. And Joan wanted to add a little something.
Well, I wanted to refresh your memory on some of the concepts of the dimensions. I mean, we talked about 3rd, 4th, 5th dimension, 6th dimension, 7th dimension. And some years back, I created a document that kind of gives an overview of these dimensions. And I wanted to just kind of give you some of that tonight. I will post it on the private page along with the recordings and the transcriptions when they're ready. But I wanted to talk a little bit about that 5th, 6th, and 7th dimension. The 5th dimension is the light body dimension, awareness self as a multidimensional being. Polarity consciousness drops away in 5th dimension. Many options for creation are available. Time is no longer linear. Merger in the mental, emotional, and physical body begins to occur. And the ability to hold and sustain more light is created. So you can see we have been working for the last few years of time on this, getting that 5th dimension within ourselves very stably. And it's just crucial as we kind of begin to navigate in these realms using the 8th, 9th, and 10th ray of creation. Now, as for the 6th dimension, it holds templates of DNA patterns of all types. It holds the light language is stored in the 6th dimension. It's made up of light, color, and sound. Consciousness creates through thought. It's not necessarily a physical state in the 6th dimension. It's a realm of non-form, and it holds the energetic templates of unlimited potential. Soul merges with spirit in this dimension. So we have been in and out of that awareness for some time now. And so each time we have these sessions, it builds more firmly this consciousness within us. The seventh dimension is pure creativity, pure light, pure sound, pure expression. It's a plane of infinite refinement. It's the last plane where you can perceive yourself as an individual. Full consciousness of the oversoul is attained in the seventh dimension. In it, you are completely in unity in this dimension with your monad. So you can see that in itself, that dimension in itself, is a very vast, potent dimension. And we've only retrieved one light template out of that seventh dimension. And there, Kathumi and Metatron have both told us that this seventh dimension is a very vast dimensional state. And so to even begin to draw thoughts out of that unity state where you can still maintain your individuality but yet draw on the vast collective consciousness of the all that is. I'm not going to go into the rest of it, but I'll post the entire thing. It starts with the third through the 12th dimension. I just think it's a good idea to kind of refresh your memory about where the pieces and parts are.
Well, that's a good addition. Thanks, Joan. So you can look for that, published by Miss Joan. Now, since we have given you a review of our last session and all the dynamics that it contained, we will turn a session over to Master Kathumi to take any questions that you might have. Please be brief so those who have not had a chance to ask questions can have time to ask. Now, we have a lot to cover, so try to be as short as you can. And after the questions, Master Kathumi will present an expanded teaching. And we'll go to the Q&A again.